Not
I mean,
really.
who's the biggest
No.
pitcher, Italian pitcher?
Oh, gee, Monetti, there's probably a
I mean, any
Ralph Branca, Sal Magley, Johnny Antonella. You can
Okay, yeah,
go
Magley,
through
then
a
Magley.
whole bunch.
Because, well, I was saying, who won 200?
Oh,
I mean, has any of these guys won
no.
200? How many games did you win total?
I think how many games what?
Did you
My
win total in
total?
your major league career?
77.
77.
And that at one time I
That might put you in the
was
pen on that
torn.
Italian.
At one time I was 20 something games over 500 until I got with the Cubs. And you know,
Your arm
but
was hurt then.
that's what the arm problems do.
It's amazing because I know I went to San Jose State with Mark Langston,
Oh,
you know,
sure.
and he stayed around long after his arm was gone, and he admitted it.
Yeah.
He pitched for the Padres and a
Yeah.
couple other teams,
What?
and he said, you know, he honestly did it for the check. I mean,
Well,
he was
you
making
took the words right out of my mouth.
$3 million, you
Yeah.
know.
You took the words right out of that. You know, we didn't have that opportunity. We didn't have because they in those days they had a lot of minor leagues. Now they got five minor league teams. One's a rookie, so basically three. They had
Single
players
A.
that were sitting waiting.
Right.
Now they don't sit and wait. They just
Right.
bring you up
Right.
and pay you to learn
Right.
instead of you earning the learning down in the minor leagues. So we really didn't have that opportunity. We had to, I mean, you had to pitch with bad arms, sore arms, and everything else. Take the shot and everything else.
Nowadays, they get a fractured eyebrow or, you know, something, you know, just minor aches and pains. They don't play.
No,
They don't
and then
pitch.
the other thing is too with arm operations now, there's guys sitting out 2 years before they even consider to come. You know, depend on me. Look at the kid Woods for the Cubs. In fact, last year, one of the sports writers from Chicago called me and wanted to know how come, what's the problem with Wrigley Field? You know, why is all the pitchers that got sore arms come up with sore arms? I says, well, a couple of things. Well, one of them was Dave Baseball, and the other one that you know, it's not that easy to pitch in Wrigley Field, but he's going to be a good pitcher. But it also, you got to remember too, a lot of injuries are done in high school, but don't really occur till after you start pitching, and you maybe twice a week.
Right. You
Then
think
all
you
that
just,
stuff
yeah.
kicks in.
You think you just aggravated, but really you've done
Yeah,
permanent
but
damage
you
to
know,
it.
I really believe I hurt my arm in high school.
It just
And
kept.
then calcium deposits just
Right.
kept building up. And I think that happens a
Let me
lot.
see. I can almost see your
Well,
elbow there.
I've had three elbow operations. This was the first one. This was the second one. And take a look at the difference of the first one and for the same thing 24 years later.
And then if you had it now today, it would be the size
But
of the
probably,
scope.
yeah,
Just a little scope thing, about a hole that big.
right.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing, looking at those pictures of Joe Namath's knee in the
Yeah,
locker room. Oh,
yeah.
God, it looked like a In-N-Out burger.
Right.
I mean, the thing, it did. I mean, the thing was like, I mean, it was horrible.
That's you know, but that's the difference now.
I mean, look at now, a guy gets hurt in football, gets his knee scoped, and back 3 weeks
Yeah,
later.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely different, which is great for sports.
Right.
But I mean, to me, I think they get a little bit too deep with the operating too early. But the status now is, let's operate, get him stronger. He'll throw harder than what he did before, and that's been a proven fact. There's guys that Israelhausen, they throws harder now after his
I
elbow
know.
operation than when he did
I know.
before.
Isn't that amazing? Now, you don't seem too bitter about the fact you didn't make any money. Do you know Gus Triando's got a thing from this professor from Duke University or somewhere, where he took all the old ball players' salaries and he's a mathematician. Figured out what you'd be making if you were playing today. Did you ever find that out?
No.
Yeah, because they told Gus like 3 million something.
Well, they probably talking to the guys that played 10 years or longer,
Right.
you know. But well, Huck, you know, I disagree with it. I think there should be other ways. I mean, I know if I'm a major league ball player, and you say, okay, your first year now with their first year, what they're getting right now, I couldn't reach in my lifetime. What they're paying the first year guy. In fact, what they're making in meal money, I made in salary.
They're per diem.
Yeah. So, but my point is that if you're paying a guy $1 million and he has the opportunity for 10 years to play in the major leagues. That's all it takes to get your, you know, one day to get your pension, 10 years to max out. And incentives that nobody knows about. You don't have to publicize this incentives. That's all secret, but they're $1 million. I think I can live pretty comfortable after I retire on $10 million plus all the incentives. But the incentives part, you keep quiet. This $25 million for 4 years, $21 million, the $250, the guy paid more for one ball player than he paid for the ball team. And, you know, I'm in favor of unions because I'm a retired Teamster, but I think baseball has got a little bit too far. Yeah. I think they've got out of hand. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing things that is not really right for baseball.
And what was the most you made per one for
25,000? And I had to fight like hell to get that.
And they didn't have all the endorsements back then that they do now.
Well, I'll give you a story.
You got too. Chesterfield, right? They gave you.
No, we had
the cigarette company.
No, with the Camels. Yeah, I'll give you an incident. This, you know, they talk about what is it? Collaboration? Is that the word? Something like that. The year I won 21, each guy on the team, Stan, Solly, Kenny, not each guy, but a few of the big names, the people says, hey, that's for $1,000 a game. I'm only making 7.5. So I asked for $1,000 a game. And I said, what? He says, for your raise, ask for $1,000. So, okay. They sent the contract. They offered me a $5,000 raise from 7.5 to 12,000 for winning 21 games. So I wrote back, said, I want $21,000 raise. Didn't hear nothing. A little while longer, they sent it again. $5,000 raise.
Same thing. Like, they didn't even get your letter.
So now, everything's dead, quiet, and now I'm starting to work. I got this brand new house here, you know, and I don't have no money coming in. Because I took off in January to start working out for spring training, because I used to go throw batting practice at Santa Clara University. Patty Cottrell used to let me throw over there. And so, all of a sudden now, I'm holding out. So that I get a phone call from Bing Devine. They're in spring training. I'm here. Their final offer is $7,000 raise. So I said, I don't know if I can accept that. Well, here's what it is, he said. We don't need you. You need us. I said, oh, boy. I said, I'll be there. I'll sign it. I left here on a Sunday morning. I was in St. Petersburg at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
I didn't stop.
I go straight through, signed the contract, and at 10:30 I was throwing batting practice. After our workout.
Do you think he was bluffing?
Well,
I mean, how are they going to?
They were already in spring training.
But how are they going to drop 21 wins out of their starting rotation? I mean, you had
if he was bluffing, he got my ears perked up a little bit.
And you think
bit.
That was collusion?
I think it was.
Like maybe that they knew that you probably couldn't go to another team?
Yeah. Because you're under them for the rest of your life until they decide not to have you anymore. So that's collusion as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But we had no argument or point.
Yeah.
We had no representative.
Until Marvin Miller.
Yeah.
Who you met early on when he was
first. Right, right. We voted in. In fact, the first guy we voted in was a judge out of Milwaukee, but he didn't want to move his office to New York.
So when all the baseball strike and everything went on, you must have saw Marvin Miller on TV every day.
Yeah, well, now... I don't think he was involved in the strike, was he? I think he
negotiated. I don't think he was the
because I think the guy Donald Fear is the one that's, right. that has done all the striking.
Right. Right, but he was involved. I don't know. I'm not clear on the whole history. I've never really studied it, but I know the first big strike he was involved. Marvin Miller
was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember seeing him every day with that cheesy mustache,
right.
losing his
right.
hair.
Right. Right. You know? But I mean, okay. What else can they do for what more can a baseball player get right now? What is left for them to get?
They've got no.
I see now in today's paper they want to go for revenue
sharing
from TV right. What more do the ball players get?
Most of the major league clubs are losing money.
To me, I know they are. Mm-hmm. They say no. According to which we'll call it
there
the other day,
study,
yeah, 500 or whoever it was said that they're. I believe they are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they are. But could be wrong. But I know one thing that people forget, that they gotta support the minor league system. That's money coming out of that out of revenue that they don't, that nobody knows about. Mm-hmm. There's players down in the minor leagues that they pay salaries to that nobody knows about. So there's a lot of things that go on. We only look at the big league aspect of it. Mm-hmm. We don't look at the minor league aspect of it.
Right.
What is done and right. How much money is spent down there.
True.
But that, you know, the thing about it is that, hey, leave things alone. They got as much money as they can want and have. And go again, what I said before. Give them $1 million, give them incentives that nobody has to know. Let them play as long as they want.
I think a lot of it is agents. Because these agents get in their ear, and of course it directly benefits them based on how much their players make. You know, their guys that are and they're saying, well, look what this guy made, and you're much better than him, and you can get this. And, you know, they push. And now it's just gotten to the point where it's just too much. I mean, when a guy's making as much as Alex Rodriguez or Ken Griffey Jr. or Clemens or those guys.
I just don't. You know, we had some great superstars in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, there were some in the 40s I never got the opportunity to play against. But the 50s and the 60s and some instead. I know we were mad because, you know, money, they start giving the money away around the middle of the 70s. But I think we were content and happy. Your Musials were making $100,000. Your Mantles, $100,000. I don't know what some of the other guys. You know, I'm sure Drysdale, Koufax, the big guys were making close. Maybe Clemente, I don't know.
They held out. Drysdale, yeah. Koufax held out.
Right. And then I don't know about Clemente and that, but you know, I imagine they're pretty close. But living conditions were a little different. But not $1 million. They're not $1 million ball players. There's nobody worth $1 million.
There was $1 million ball player back then. Probably we would have thrown at him.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the first $1 million was Pele.
Oh, yeah, Pele.
Pele.
Right.
But, you know, there's a difference of 100,000 or people going to ball game, going to see him play as compared to 40,000.
Right.
You know, and he would draw them all over.
Plus, but, he represented that country almost. Right, I mean, he was like an icon. You know, he was totally more.
But again, you know, I just don't understand where it's coming from. All they're doing is they're putting dollar signs in kids' eyes and parents' eyes. They're doing things that, and they say they're not influencing kids. Baloney. All major athletes, professional athletes, and a major part of their careers, football, everybody, whatever they do is drop down.